your home for snubs and hoodies. Yeah. Semi-live from Studio B, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hey, guy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Find out in 30 minutes.
Perfect. we're gonna be all right.
Yeah, it's
nice. It's nice in the studio. We got things about sports. You got some coffee maybe lurking in that thermos.
I don't drink coffee.
Just diet dew in the morning. Cool, man.
No, straight whiskey.
Nice. Tis the season. You're not wrong. Hey, man. Nice to see you. Nice to be here.
Yeah.
It is. It is a super good thing.
Yeah.
To get in to a studio once again. Talking about sports.
Sports.
We're going to get really deep into some sport-related things.
I hope so.
It's why I'm here. That is exactly why you're here, too. Yeah. Well, we're going to record this on a Wednesday.
Yep.
Normally, you know, you're going to hear this on Friday. It is... Well, it's not. I was just about to get all excited and say, hey, it's Super Bowl week.
Yeah, one more week.
But it is not at all. I mean, if you want to get really technical, this is the week. This is Pro Bowl week, guy. This is the week that we talk about long snappers playing tic-tac-toe. We get to talk about, I don't know, are they doing rope pull again?
Is that this week?
That's the Pro Bowl games. They announced the Pro Bowl roster, and with the Super Bowl next week, I feel like the Pro Bowl is happening, but of course, it's my favorite event. And that's a real sport thing to make fun of, quite honestly, in the world of sports, because the NBA All-Star Game is fun. There's a dunk contest. NHL does a really good job with some contests and some fun stuff. But the NFL, despite that, the fact that they are worth a bazillion dollars, puts on the least exciting exhibition for this Pro Bowl weekend. You have...
Is that a Tuesday?
Wow, there you go. You know it's a big event in the sports calendar when it happens on a Tuesday. Like, did it happen today? Or it's next week Tuesday? Next week Tuesday the 3rd, you can watch semi-live from Hawaii. Is it still in Hawaii?
No.
Vegas? Where are we traveling to?
They do it now wherever the Super Bowl is usually being held.
Oh, well, see, there you go. That's all news to me.
I think
that tells you, just like I said, we've made fun of it for the last couple of years because
they're integrated Pro Bowl games with the Super Bowl festivities. So,
So is it a flag football game that they're playing or a real football game? Yeah, what do they got? I've seen just about—I would like to see the agents play a football game at this point. They seem to be—
Owners.
Yeah, I would love to see the owners get out. Owners punt, pass, and kick, maybe. You know, give me something. The Pro Bowl's happening, which means actually we'd probably be better off talking about what happened in the NFC and AFC championship game on Sunday.
They were
good games in there, you know—
The AFC was like really not the best game in the world. I mean, Denver, I watched that game because that's the only channel I was
able
to watch.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good reason to watch. Yes, sir.
So it was Denver versus the Patriots.
Yes.
New England Patriots. Patriots won.
Patriots won again. But then Denver. How do you feel about the Patriots being in another Super Bowl?
Nobody wanted to see that.
Okay. I was just gonna say, as a fan of the NFL,
I like Vrabel.
I do like Vrabel.
Drake May's warming up on. I mean, I like the team.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, it's the premise of it.
Yeah.
You know,
it's an odd thing. The Patriots have been in 10 of the last 25 Super Bowls.
Yes.
The Seahawks have been in like 6 Super Bowls, right? Four or five Super Bowls in the last...
Many.
Yeah, over the last 20 years, it's been either the Patriots and or the Seahawks in nearly every single Super Bowl.
Right.
We had a nice break for a while.
When Tom
Brady, decided to leave the Patriots and Bill Belichick behind and become... a Buccaneer. Yeah, we got to see them struggle for a couple of years, which admittedly I liked. You know, the Patriots through that we'll call it dynasty period from 2002. Can't call it anything else. You're right. Yeah. You know, what is that? 4 or 5 Super Bowls? 7?
6
Super Bowls.
Tom Brady's got 7.
There we go. They also had a couple things. You remember Spygate? They had the controversy where they had one of their...
You're tying us into the snubbing?
We're going to circle back. Oh, yeah, yeah. Semi-pro, man. So Spygate happened a few years ago, number of years ago. The Patriots sent assistant coaches to film the other team's bench
right
during games, if I remember correctly. Or training camp, which is super not allowed. In case somebody was wondering at home, hey, could I go do this in the height? No.
There was a certain coach at Michigan State that happened to, too.
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
a lot of that came... Ooh, that was... Yeah.
You are not allowed to spy on another team. Surprise, surprise. Like, it seems really obvious, right?
Needless to say, they cheated several times between that and Deflategate.
And I was going to get to the second one where Tom Brady allegedly or did tell his equipment manager to take some of the air out the balls because that's how he likes them. And they let him do it. And he did it, and they won these games. These are games that they won Super Bowls. These are, of course, allegations because they didn't take any wins away. They didn't keep them out of the Super Bowl. Tom Brady didn't lose his crown. Bill Belichick doesn't get fired. Robert Kraft, the owner, nothing happened to him either.
But Bill Belichick should be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
He's not.
Bill Belichick was the head coach of the New England Patriots from 2001 till 2025, roughly, right? Like, I don't remember exactly, but 20 years. Bill Belichick won 6 Super Bowls.
Yep.
Bill Belichick has more Super Bowl victories than any head coach in NFL history.
And
he didn't make the Hall of Fame this year. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
It's because they're being little petty about those instances.
It's wild to me.
Allegations, but
it's quite wild to me. No, it's not. Baseball does the same thing. There's this kind of and of course baseball.
Well, baseball's had a lot more issues.
That's fair. The things that people are getting kept out of the Hall of Fame for in baseball are much more egregious than Bill Belichick being kind of smarmy and kind of standoffish with the media and being kind of cloak and dagger about how they win and the Patriot way.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. He's gruff and, the media doesn't like it. Of course, who votes on the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, usually media people.
It's not me and you. It's not fans. It's not the owners. It's not a lottery. It is the media.
Pretentious media people?
It is the same media people who were rubbed the wrong way by these instances because, quite honestly, the media didn't get any resolution. They broke these stories of Spygate and Deflategate, and then nothing happened to the people that were doing things wrong, right? Like, Belichick and Brady still won their Super Bowls. Robert Kraft, still a top-level owner. So I guess this is their way to get back.
So when is Brady eligible then?
Brady will be eligible this next coming year.
I thought he could be out 5 years for a coach.
Hasn't he been? I think they're both 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, because Brady went longer than... I'm going to look it up, because Brady's not in the Hall of Fame yet.
Belichick it was 2 years ago.
Is it? It must be different for coaches. It must be a 3 year. I'm not sure how they decide.
I don't know either.
Because Brady will be coming up here next year.
Yeah. Are they going to snub him?
There cannot be. I mean, granted, the Hall of Fame for all pro sports are just advertising for the sport. This is the way that the media of sports drums up the, hey, look at us. So
yeah, but I think there's a lot more importance placed on the NFL. Hall of Fame,
yes. More baseball. I mean Cooperstown.
There's some athletes that go, they'd rather, if they aren't going to get a good Super Bowl, then being in the Hall of Fame is probably the next best thing.
Yeah, you ask Dan Marino. Ask a Dan Marino. Ask any Minnesota Viking in the Hall of Fame. Would you, what I mean? Like, you want to
get the Super Bowl, but consolation is going to be...
Hey, being the best of your generation. Yeah. And there's no doubt about it that everybody that comes off of this Patriot... should absolutely be a... Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Because wasn't Mike Vrabel on those teams? One of those teams?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mike Vrabel, when he talks about
Teddy Bruschi was on there.
When
Gronk.
He talks about these Super Bowl teams...
Gronk should be a first ballot.
Absolutely. There's not a... But really, in a dynasty that great, we just listed all of the players who are going to go to the Hall of Fame from these teams. You know, like, so it is great coaching along those lines. Bill Belichick also might be one of the greatest defensive coaches of all time.
He's not a great college coach.
Period and stop. No, you know, he's not a college Hall of Famer, but there seems like there should be no reason. If there's a Hall of Fame, the greatest coach of all time should just plain old be in it. So that'll be a next year's.
You better get it next year.
It doesn't, you know, I don't have a lot of credibility with Hall of Fame groups anyway, because any group that will not allow first ballot Hall of Famers in like any sport just because they'll say things like the original, you know, like Dick Butkus wasn't even a unanimous Hall of Famer, so how can Tom Brady? Or they'll make comparisons. But those are real comparisons that they say in these Hall of Fames. So, you know, no, because it doesn't change how great these guys were and how great these teams were.
Well, it's Myles Garrett breaking the sack record this year.
Yes.
But he did it in 17 games. I did it in 15 games or 14
I mean,
to
be fair, Michael Strahan broke the record and Brett Favre laid down for him and gave him that last sack. So, but you'd have to go even farther back than that to find a legitimate. Yep. And if we wanted to talk legitimacy in sports, there's so much.
Yep.
There were guys on steroids in all of these. You know, like, what is cheating in sports? Cheating in sports is getting away with it.
Houston Astros.
Right. You got caught, and they got caught banging a trash can, and their play. That's real. Like, that's real cheating that you're held accountable for. In football, they didn't catch Belichick. They didn't catch Brady deflating the footballs. They didn't catch the guy on. They didn't catch Belichick spying on the other team.
I think Deflategate, it was the equipment manager that got blamed.
That was 100%. Yeah.
Yep.
That guy. Yes. So that's the Hall of Fame. I actually did not check. Can you look up for me who is actually getting in the Hall of Fame in football this year?
Yep.
Because I 5 years goes so quick in the NFL. With a lot of the NFL, I've noticed a lot of the Hall of Fame entries are not first time. The legends group usually is pretty well represented. A lot of these NFL football players that end up in the Hall of Fame are honestly players that most of the time I got to sort of say things like, oh yeah, I remember that guy, or no way,
so,
he's not in the Hall of Fame yet.
Finalists right now, quarterbacks, Drew Brees, Eli Manning, Larry Fitzgerald, Torrey Holt, Reggie Wayne for receivers.
Hey, yeah, now we're getting into the I know all these
Keekly
guys.
Terrell Suggs, offensive line, Jahari Evans, Marshall Yato. Running back, Frank Gore's finally.
Okay.
Jason Witten, tight end. Adam Vinatieri. Wasn't he just kicking it?
You are listing, I mean, the guys you listed there are some of the best players of a generation that I watched. Hard to tell if those are Hall of Famers, right? Like, because not all of those guys make it in, but.
Yeah, right, right.
Drew Brees was maybe the best quarterback, not named Brady, of his generation.
Right.
He's in. Eli Manning. How do you feel about Eli Manning as a Hall of Famer? I know we've talked about
that.
He's
got two Super Bowls, man.
Okay. And
he's got stats.
Numbers are, he played a long time. Yeah. He's got a ton of interceptions. He had a few of those, you know, 25 interception seasons. But yes, two Super Bowls.
This
puts
is
you
also,
in.
So, you know, this is a second year of eligibility, so he's not a first ballot. Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Frank Gore, and Jason Witten, first year eligibility, they will be in, I think.
I like those guys. Frank Gore is very underrated as a running back goes. He's kind of the last of the running backs who could be given 250 carries
in a season.
Darren Woodson, really?
What's shocking is that Reggie Wayne and Torrey Holt, Reggie Wayne's seventh year, Torrey Holt's 12th year of eligibility.
I'm not really surprised because both of those guys played for other Hall of Famers.
Right.
You know, like Torrey Holt played with Isaac Bruce and Kurt Warner, two Hall of Fame
Torrey
guys.
Torrey Holt's been a finalist seven times, though.
Wow. Okay.
Give it to the guy. I mean, he's,
again, I don't know what their qualifications are.
There is no qualifications.
Right, because, I mean, there are no qualifications for any of this. Yeah. I was just going to say, how many Pro Bowls did he make? But on your screen there, I see a guy who made the Pro Bowl this year who was probably the worst starting quarterback in the league this year.
There was a few
One
others.
Of the worst. Trevor Lawrence didn't make the Pro Bowl this year, but our friend Shedeur Sanders did. So, when we look at reasons for that's it. The media does do that. Does do the Pro Bowl stuff too.
Anyway,
so,
you want to go back to the games? that actually did happen or
sure,
not?
Sure, yeah.
Just saying, you don't have to.
I don't have a ton else.
The first half of that AFC game was exciting.
I liked it.
And then it snowed.
I played soccer in high school. I have a certain affinity for kickers. And punting, man. It's a hard and thankless job. And when it goes right, you're patted on the back. And when it goes terrible, it's embarrassing and hard to watch. I watched the kicker for the Broncos miss 3 field goals.
Well, as soon as that weather turned bad,
kick it into trash.
Yeah.
I went outside during the game and looked outside and realized I couldn't play football in this.
Yeah.
The wind was blowing 30 miles an hour across.
You couldn't see
the snow.
Yeah.
You couldn't throw. How you grip a football in that, I don't know. These are big, strong guys. How you kick a football 50 yards, I have no idea how they could even come
68
close.
68 was the longest this year, I think.
And this guy was missing 40 yarders.
Right.
He missed 3 of them in a row so badly.
Yeah,
the Denver coach,
kicker in Denver, wasn't it, missing?
Yes. Yep. Patriots
missed too.
Yep. It was sloppy football, but it was also like, oh, that's what a... It was like a really good middle school football
what
battle.
What was Denver's backup quarterback?
Jared Stidham.
He looked all right for that first.
He had one really nice pass, but I think reality set in real quick, and then you realized, I think the other team realized, oh, this is why this guy hasn't thrown a pass in 2 years. Let's go get him. And he couldn't throw it deep. Receivers couldn't.
Once that weather changed, he couldn't.
No.
Could do nothing.
He physically couldn't. The running game doesn't work quite as well.
But that first quarter, he looked decent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that first walk, they walked right down the...
They did.
But...
And
so
the Patriots didn't do anything in that game to win the game. They just didn't lose. The Denver repeatedly, not only did they have their backup quarterback, but missing 4 field goals in that tight of a game, you're going to lose nearly every time. And they did. Patriots
so they go back to the
Super Bowl. A team that faced no great teams in the playoffs.
No, they did not. But they are undefeated on the road.
Correct. You play who's in front of you. You beat who's in front of you.
Yeah, and they're going to the Super Bowl.
And they are going to the Super Bowl.
To face.
Hey, come on now. Yeah, we've seen this before. Yeah, it's the Seahawks. It's Sam. Dude, Sam Darnold is in the Super Bowl. Congratulations. You know, I was going to say that earlier, but
the amount of hate I've been seeing on all the social media. See what you did, Minnesota. You could have hit him.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, we tried.
Okay.
I said that last week, remember?
I believe that.
We gave him an offer, but he didn't like the idea of it.
I don't think he did, because he wanted to go to a franchise that said, we believe in you, not we're going to go with you until this other guy is ready. So money wasn't the issue. Sam knew he was going to get the money. He went to the right place. He clearly did. Minnesota, the wheels fell off of Minnesota, not entirely because of who they chose as their quarterback, but they clearly did not think that one all the way through. They did not see a backup plan.
I guess
we'll see this year, because they'll have to have a backup plan for their quarterback. But Sam Darnold, congratulations. He is the first quarterback.
That was a good game.
It was a great game.
Yeah, I watched the highlights and everything else.
That game of Seattle versus the Rams was the best offense in Seattle, or I'm sorry, in the Rams, and the best defense in Seattle. It was a barn burner. It was a shootout.
I was just watching the highlights on the internet and watching.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, every 5 or so minutes, I'd see the score change. And the score changed. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Nope.
And
Sam Darnold
had almost a perfect game, I believe.
375 yards and, I believe, 4 touchdowns for Sam Darnold. Playing against a Hall of Famer in Matt Stafford. Playing against, you know, what felt like... The Rams had beat Seattle a couple times this year.
That one time they beat them, Sam did not look good.
Sam Darnold did not look good in one. This was a big victory. I mean, I don't know who is in the Sam Darnold camp, but this is a really big win for the Sam Darnold camp.
Yeah.
This is huge for Seattle. They really, you know, they've kind of become a forgotten franchise, even though they've been to a few Super Bowls.
If you think about it, I mean... They fired the coach left.
Yes. Yep.
They traded their quarterback.
Yep.
Geno Smith, who's I think is still a good quarterback. It's just circumstances.
Brand new offensive coordinator. A whole bunch of new all over the place. The emergence of a true great wide receiver in Jackson Smith
right.
is is incredible. Cooper Kupp had himself a comeback year, who was kind of a forgotten guy, and their defense.
And their running backs.
And Seattle has done it with those components when they've been to Super Bowls long ago, when it was Russell Wilson and the Legion of Boom and Marshawn Lynch. Similar but different. This defense is full of scheme. The players that were playing for those old Seattle teams were like Richard Sherman, top athletes, Kyle Bobby Wagner, real legitimate all-pro Hall of Fame level guys. This defense is just guys coming out of guys coming off the edge, guys coming from the middle. It's a complicated defense. You see a lot of talking. You hear a lot of you see a lot of pointing here, pointing there, and then quick to the ball.
Right.
It was a fun game. Stylistically, it's why Seattle, having now gone through the gauntlet over the last, call it 6 weeks. I looked at their schedule. They've faced real teams.
Yeah.
It's why they're a 4.5, probably end up at a 5 to 6 point favorite by the time the Super Bowl kicks off next Sunday. I'm
happy for Sam Darnold. He's kicked the ghost.
It's a nice thing to not be rooting for either of these teams. I'm not a Patriots fan. I'm not a Seahawks fan. Just being a sports fan, I'm anti-Patriots, right? But I'm not rooting against. It's nice to just see some. I like Mike Vrabel. I like every time he gets in front of the mic to talk. I like how that goes. I like that Drake May has fulfilled his promise. He was supposed to be this good, and he is. I like that. I'm not rooting. Yeah. There's no controversial.
It should be a decent game, I guess.
Yeah, there's no Terrell Owens in this game. There's nobody yelling and screaming. Right. There's no controversy as of yet. We got a few days, a few weeks to find out what the interesting thing about this game is going to be. But I think
everybody thought the LA Rams were the team.
Yeah.
And now here's Seattle's at. And, I mean, honestly, I think they're going to throttle the Patriots.
Okay.
I don't even think so. I mean, that defense is just...
I can see that. I can see why you're saying more than 10 points. I actually feel like the Patriots win this game. I do. I think they're going to spend a lot of time getting told that they're
Vrabel's
the underdog, and Vrabel's a smart coach. I think he's been pressing the right buttons. I think it's a
Drake May ran when he needed to run, too.
Correct. Yep.
Even though he had horrible stats.
Seattle is going to be a problem on defense unlike anything that this... That has come across the Patriots' bow this year.
That Patriots' defense is good, though.
That's the thing, is they're not a bad defense. No. I think this is going to be one of those close, and I hate to say New England-style Super Bowl games, but you're going to end up in somewhere like, I feel like 17-20.
Yeah, yeah.
It always ends up with some, and then this happened.
Right.
But I don't think that, unless Seattle just runs away with it early and often, I don't think so. I think this is going to be a surpriser.
Okay.
How many minutes we got? Not so many.
We got some time left. Do you want to talk about the head coaching vacancies and hirings?
Yeah, let's run through.
Okay.
There are two current teams.
Still open. We can talk about that.
Both of them hanging out on the West Coast. The Arizona Cardinals, who are... Honestly, the team I've rooted for since I was a kid, they've never been good, so I don't really like to openly root for them. They were good twice in about 40 years. It's hard to... They're also, ironically, one of the oldest franchises in the NFL. But, because they moved from St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
They were an OG franchise 100-some years ago, and they've never been good. So the Arizona Cardinals, have fired their coach, and their coach is the D coordinator for the Packers now.
Oh, that's right.
Jonathan Gannon was fired having an unbelievably bad record over 3 years, just 4 years maybe.
Well, he took Kyler Murray. What do you expect?
He took Kyler Murray. He didn't even take Kyler Murray. He was given Kyler Murray. Right. He didn't even get an opportunity as a coach to draft his own quarterback.
And this last year, Kyler was hurt for most of the season.
So. They were using backups to backups. And as we've talked about, as a Packer fan, as at every team's fan, once you're in that third string realm of quarterback, your team's going to win about 4 games, and your coach is probably going to get fired.
So not a really.
They are still looking for a coach.
Yeah.
No one wants to coach them. Apparently, they have become the last option.
The other one, Las Vegas.
Vegas has a few things going for them that Arizona does not.
First round pick.
The first overall pick in the draft is a real deal. They have some amount of high-end talent
on that. Brock Bowers, Ashton Jeanty, Max Crosby.
Max Crosby is something to right. build a franchise around. They're also in Vegas. They're also, you know, they also have an owner who's so inept that he's probably just going to leave you alone.
Like father, like son.
You know, like I hope if you're, so that's what you're rooting for, but nobody is, you haven't even heard any inklings of Adam Schefter saying, hey, let's go with this guy.
Schefter did say, and it's not true actually, because this was yesterday morning or the night or Monday, saying that don't be surprised if all the coaching vacancies would be filled by Thursday.
Sure. And a lot of these guys might be waiting for a coordinator on one of these two Super Bowl teams.
Right.
You never know. You know, there might be some surprise college.
Jim Leonard.
I would become an instant fan of whoever.
The Packers were talking about DC for a while.
Yes, he should have been the defensive coordinator. Well, you mean the former Badgers coach that should be their current coach?
Who?
Yeah.
Well, who's their coach now?
I'm pretty sure it's. We're not doing this. We're not. I almost swore. We started over already. We're 29. We're almost. We're not doing that. I'm not going to say his name, and I'm not going to swear at you.
So the Cleveland Browns hired
Todd Monken from, who was the.
OC.
Was the OC at the Ravens, correct?
Correct.
So the Ravens, they're off their D coordinator and their offensive
Jesse
coordinator.
Jesse Minter was the OC
are
at
gone?
Chargers. I would assume so.
Yep. So their franchise is starting completely over. That's another one of those you watched it happen with teams. Replacing everybody is hard.
Was Eric Bieniemy?
Eric Bieniemy is going back. Is he going back to the Chiefs?
Yes, as the OC.
Where was he before? He was a guy who was supposed to be a head coach by now. There must be something.
There's some stuff for them.
There must be somewhere. He's kind of a curmudgeon.
Under,
he must not be as great a coach.
Under him at KC, there was some of the best offenses they've ever had. So,
oh, good. We'll be able to see the Chiefs be good again. That's a relief. You know, I was hoping to have some. I need the Chiefs back in the Super Bowl, man. That's
I missed them.
Call. You know, whatever happened to Patrick Mahomes?
The other interesting one is the OC position at Philadelphia Eagles. Nobody wants it.
Weird. Which is, I say that's odd because the offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles the last 3 years in a row, maybe four, has gone on to be a head coach the next year. Whether it was Shane Steichen at the Colts, whether it was Kellen Moore.
James, or what's his name that just took on your Green Bay?
Oh, yeah.
James Gannon? No.
Gannon. He was the defensive coordinator for the Eagles. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But it's surprising. It's not surprising when nobody wants to be a coach for bad franchises. But it does raise an eyebrow when nobody wants to be a coordinator for good franchises. It does tell you that maybe Nick Sirianni, who we've made fun of a few times, and rightfully so, as being a goofball coach who's lucked into things, probably could have gone back to getting fired this year.
Probably. Less than a minute.
No.
Yeah.
Man. All right.
Okay, so talk about your Badgers.
I can briefly mention that they lost the other day. They're still a top 30 team. They're going to make the NCAA tournament, and they're going to win a game or two, which I guess in college basketball, as a fan of the Badgers, that's awesome. That's better than their football team
is
doing.
The Vikings making the playoffs and winning in one game.
I've heard they've done that a couple times. Once? They've done that once or twice. In that Super Bowl. No, just kidding. They didn't do that.
You're sulky. We don't have any time left.
I know. I fit that in. Okay. Their Bucks are going to trade Giannis probably before the next time that we talk, so we'll talk about that next.
Okay.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Thanks for everything, and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.